Sweet Dreams Baby, Roy Orbison.
Yeah, yeah.
Dreams, somebody knows his music. Baby.
Sweet Dream, baby.
I really like this. This is on my iPod on my phone. This and about six other Roy Orbison songs.
Baby.
As you know, we asked you, as many of you as could, to donate $300. And I will tell you that, let me give you a little, just a quick backstory here. Last year for St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer, if I remember, I took the highest bidder for dinner with me and my wife, and we had one bidder at $3,000 and another at $2,000, so it was $5,000. Nice. And this year I had a couple of listeners make a suggestion that I actually had mentioned and talked about before, but their emails convinced me to try it. And I thought, let's take a chance, and we'll have a drawing. And if people will donate $300, they'll get a nice price. You people that donate $300, you get $216 worth of baseball tickets anyway, so you didn't get nothing. But then we would draw from the names, and the winner would get not only dinner with me and my wife, but four tickets to see the Motown Review at the Fox and a night at the tremendous, beautiful Four Seasons Hotel. And we have a winner, and the winner is on the phone right now. Leslie, you don't mind if I mention your last name, do you?
No, go ahead.
Leslie Pettit from Columbia, Illinois. Everybody.
Yeah.
Hey. Now, thank you very much, and I am AM in the
field. Well, of course you are. Now, the way this worked, and I have a big, big announcement, Leslie. My goal, since we raised $5,000 last year,
right.
My goal was 20 people. If I had 20 at $300, that's $6,000.
Uh-huh.
We had 70 people for $21,000.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, it's because of you and the 69 other people who don't... Hang on a second. Shut up! Knock it off with the 69 thing. I'm sorry, Leslie, but every time we say 69...
I know.
And I'll tell you how this worked. I actually had Peon draw the number. What you got 1 through 70 in numbers, so I had him pick out a number. The number was the number that was attached to your donation, so... Hey, man, congratulations, and you need
Thank
to be... Now, you say you're not married.
I am not, no.
Now, you have a... This is kind of personal, but do you have a girlfriend or boyfriend?
I have... No, I wouldn't call it a girlfriend, no.
Wow, so you're completely free.
That I am.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that's like.
Boy, and you got a nice package to dangle here.
You know what? That didn't sound...
What?
You got
what?
A nice package.
That's
know what you just said? That he's got a nice package to dangle.
Well, yeah. I'm just
that
saying.
That sounded gay, didn't it, Dan?
Yeah, it did.
That sounded very gay to me.
Peon's inviting himself.
You know what I think? Peon wants to spend the night with you at the, at the Four Seasons
Well, sure.
Hotel.
I've never been.
Since you have a nice package.
Leslie, can I ask you, I don't mean to get too personal, but have you ever been married?
Oh, yes. I was married for many years and have... Three great kids.
Okay. Do you
all
think,
grown up.
Can you find somebody to come to dinner with me and my wife who will actually sort of understand our sense of humor, yours and mine?
Oh, I can definitely do that.
I test them beforehand. Tell them a joke or something. If they don't laugh, don't bring them to dinner.
I'll tell them one of your jokes. I'm sure they'll laugh.
Well, do it justice. And the other thing you need to be thinking, you got this night at the Four Seasons, so if there's some particular woman that you've just been trying to impress, I think a room at the Four Seasons might do it.
Okay.
All right.
I believe that.
I will be in touch with you, and as will, well, I guess the charity, but mainly what has to happen, they have to get you the four tickets to the Fox, to the Motown
right.
Review. They have
right.
to work the thing, and they'll contact you about the Four Seasons, but then you and I will pick a date for dinner, and I'll call you and be thinking about when you want to do that, okay?
Okay, Frank, thanks.
Hey, Leslie, congratulations.
Thank you again.
All righty, bye-bye. Leslie Pettit, P-E-T-T-E-T, from Columbia, Illinois. Thank you, everybody, for this. This turned out to be so much more successful than I thought it would be. I don't like to go, but here's my dilemma. What about next year?
You're going to start thinking about it
now. I'm going to start worrying about this now because maybe we do the same thing again. It went well this time. And for every one of you who did the 300, you should feel very good about what you did because this charity, I like local charities. Now, I also like St. Jude. Oh, speaking of St. Jude, I got an update. Hang on here. I want to make sure I get this right from John Gillette at Window World. Since long as we're talking charity, this will impress you, I think. It did me. I told you that Window World, for 5 years, and only 5 years, they've been raising money for St. Jude. They've raised $450,000 for St. Jude. Window World. Window World Cares in 5 years. You know how many little kids' lives were changed and their parents' lives were made better because of that money? Way to go, Window World. Way to go to our winner, Leslie, and to the other 69 of you who made it 70 people.
Hey, shut that up!
Now, we still have left to auction off the Rusty Wallace Racing Experience. I think that still stands at 500. We're looking for 6,000 for the mansion that will accommodate six couples. My advice is do four couples in Cabo San Lucas. We need $6,000. That's a steal. I'm telling you, I was in this house for a week. I was lucky enough to be invited by somebody who did what we're asking you to do. They bid at a charity auction for a week at this house, and they then invited each of those two couples that bid. They split it, and then they each invited a couple. We were lucky enough to be one of the couples invited. What a house. What a view. I mean, a view of the ocean and just this community, this Pedregal, this gated community. There's nothing in there but, like, you know, $5, $6, and $10, $15 million houses. And you're going to be in one of them for a week. And for four couples to spend $6,000, somebody needs to jump on this. If you have three other couples that you're friends with, get them to chip in. That's nothing. That's nothing for this house. So the number, again, is 314-982-2992. And if you want to call the folks at the Radiothon, they're still there, and ask them any questions about the racing experience, about this house, they'd be happy to talk to you about it. 314-982-2992. Congratulations again to Leslie Pettit, and I cannot thank you all enough, and I hope you'll be there for us again next year, because Leslie's chances were 1 in 70. That's not bad. That's not a bad drawing to be in. 1 out of 70, and for $300, he got a whole lot of stuff. And I guess his biggest dilemma now is which lucky lady is going to accompany him to the Motown thing.
That's quite
with another couple.
Quite a first date.
Accompany him. Say. You know what he ought to do? He ought to roll them all into one night. Take this gal to dinner.
Take her to
the Motown review at the Fox with another couple.
Four Seasons.
And then right to the Four Seasons Hotel. Whew! How could she not be completely blown away by that?
Mm.
If he didn't get lucky that night.
Blown away, yes.
Yeah, then this guy's got problems. All right. 314. Now we're free to just talk and play. We can play, we can talk, do whatever you want. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. This is Tracy. Tracy, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
Hey, I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, this is pretty crazy. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
I tell you, today is Talent Thursday.
Yes, it is.
I got an impersonation for you.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Don't tell us who it is, because if it's any good, we'll figure it out. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, we're ready. Take away.
Hey, Squidward, let's go to the Krusty Krab and eat some patty patties. Come on, let's go.
SpongeBob.
I couldn't hardly understand.
I didn't hear the words. Do it one more time. I didn't hear what you said.
Hey, Squidward, come on, let's go to the Krusty Krab. Let's go see Mr. Krabs and eat a Krabby Patty. Come on, let's go.
Is that who it is, Dan?
Yes.
SpongeBob. Yeah. I don't watch SpongeBob. Dan, was that any good?
Yeah, that was.
No, you said, which means it wasn't that good.
Oh, man, Dan just shot you down.
Tracy, the one thing about us is we're brutally honest. And when I say, Dan, was it any good? And he goes, yeah, it was pretty good. That means it wasn't very good. I don't know how thick your skin is, but again, like you said before, we're doing you a favor, because you're going to go some night to somebody's house and do that, and they're going to go, you suck.
Maybe the phone quality.
You know what? I'll bet that's it.
I bet it's better in person.
I'll bet that's it.
It could be.
Hey, I've heard that a couple, two or three Thursdays in a row, and hey, that's all right.
You know what, though? You stepped up. Let's give him a round of applause. You stepped up. You tried. And the only SpongeBob expert in here is Dan. If he says it's not real good, I don't think we need your phone number, but I really appreciate you keeping the talent show alive.
Hey, you got to have no talent every once in a while.
I would continue doing it.
You're telling us?
Yeah.
Nobody knows that more than we do.
I would continue doing it because I knew who it was.
Dan thinks you got potential. He says work on it.
Well, my kids are grown up, so we don't watch it too much anymore.
Well, go watch it this week and call us next Thursday. Maybe it'll be better, and we'll take your number, okay?
All right. Hey, you guys have a nice weekend.
You too, Tracy. Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
The talent show is alive and well. Hey, you, the guy out there that emailed me that said you do Popeye, where are you? We need your Popeye impression because Dan does one. And if you do an impression that any of us do, and I don't do very many, Dan does several, you need to understand. That's what you're going to
be
compared to.
Stricter.
That's what you're
going to
be compared to. You're going to be compared to that. 314, again, 969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. The number to bid on the racing experience of the Cobbles and Lucas House is 314-982-2992. And this is Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
Not too bad. You guys?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Well, I heard that SpongeBob, and I was just saddened by it.
Oh, my goodness.
Sad? Oh, man.
That has to make him feel good. Saddened by it. Yeah. So I'm assuming then you do a better one.
I think so.
Now, see, I wish I knew more about SpongeBob.
Yeah, I never really watched it either.
My kids were too old when SpongeBob came. I know he's got square pants and he lives underwater.
Yeah. SpongeBob is actually, it's a really funny adult cartoon also.
Oh, yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I hear, but yeah. But I'm not familiar with the voice. So unfortunately, the only person who can really critique what you're doing is Dan Strauss. But let's go. We're ready.
All right. Hi, Sandy. Squidward. Let's go party at Krusty Krab.
Oh, that's really good.
It is good?
Yeah, it is.
Wow, Dan says that's really good.
I like that one. That was better than Tracy's.
You didn't have to say that.
Yeah.
Why'd you have to hurt Tracy?
I'm sorry, Tracy.
Why'd you have to hurt him even more?
I was saddened, and now you.
It was the phone quality.
It's like piling onto somebody who's already down.
Sorry, Tracy.
Bob, I think we're going to take your phone number.
All righty.
All right, you hang on, and Dan will take it, all right?
All right.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. He's all yours. Again, the talent show is alive and well. Now, let me run through the prizes again. Maybe somebody's a little reluctant. You're going, well, I do impressions, or I do sound effects, or I do bird call. I sing. I play an instrument. I can put the phone down and play. But maybe you're going, well, what do I get for it? Wait to hear this. You get three prizes. You get a harmonica. But not just any harmonica, your choice. You can have a brand new harmonica, just like the one played by Dan Strauss, or you can have his harmonica. I'd go with the new one.
Yes.
His harmonica that he has played so many times and entertained us with, signed by Dan Strauss. You also get a joke CD. It's me. These jokes were taken right off the air. They're about 26 jokes, some of what I consider to be the funniest of the jokes we tell. 26 of them. Pop them in the car, ride along, and laugh. You get that CD, and I'll sign it to you. And then you get a picture of a woman with big breasts signed by Peon, the breast expert. How about that prize package?
Mm.
So the Thursday talent contest continues, and what'll kill it is if we ever have two Thursdays in a row where there's not one contestant. So we're keeping it alive. We'd like to keep it alive even more. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. I don't know that I understand the whole call for Bob McCullough to step aside. I don't get that. I think Bob McCullough, to me, has done a fantastic job all of these many, many years. And why all of a sudden does anybody think that what happened in his family all those years ago is now going to affect his ability to prosecute?
Yeah.
Idiots. One other thing I wanted to share with you, and my friend Ronnie the Rat sent me a text today.
Jeez.
No, not you. Ronnie the Rat. He lives in Osage Beach or something. Tonight at 7 o'clock on Bravo, inside the Actor's Studio, they're going to replay the visit with Robin Williams. I cannot imagine that'll be anything but sad and really funny. And then Monday night, the Emmys, Billy Crystal will do a memorial tribute to Robin Williams. And then before we take the calls, one last thing. A lot of people work really hard on stuff like this Nestle Purina thing, even though I don't do that. I don't go out of the studio anymore to do broadcast because I looked in the mirror a couple of years ago and I thought, who'd want to see that? So I, Yeah, there you go. There's a reaction. Somebody just walked by right now. That's what I'm talking about. But a lot of people work very hard. And Lauren Ryan, who never gets mentioned, and you know, she's in a position at this station, which from time to time causes some people to maybe get a little upset at her. You, anytime you're in a position where you are in any kind of authority, you know, there are people that kind of resent that. But I'm going to tell you something. She could not have been a bigger help. Not just to me, but I'm sure other people involved in this Nestle Purina thing. So, Lauren, because all I do is spit out an idea. Somebody else has to make sure that the idea goes to the St. Louis Men's Against Cancer, that somebody there gets their, you know, their website guide to make sure it's easy for people to click here, donate here. I don't do any of that. I have the easy part, but she has to coordinate all that stuff. So, Lauren, thank you for the work that you did on this whole thing. And back to the phones we go. This is Robert. Hello, Robert. How are you?
Hi. How are we today?
Well, we're fine, Robert. Now, you want to, is this for the talent show?
Yes, it is. And I am AM and PM.
Thank you. That's, I wish everybody could be. I feel sorry for people who aren't. I just do. Because from 3 to 6 o'clock, they're probably miserable. What is your talent? Yes. What's your talent, Robert?
I have a voice and it's not an impersonation. It's kind of a cross. You all have to be the judge, which you are.
So you've invented, you just invented a character.
Well, it's a cross between Louis Sesmo Armstrong and Froggy from The Little Rascal.
Do you have a name for this character with this voice?
No, it's just a voice. The voice.
Well, why don't we, why don't we call him, Froggy Armstrong.
That sounds good.
All right. I'd like to hear it. We all would. Let's go.
Okay. And as soon as I'm done, I have to take a second or two to swallow because it's really hard on my vocal cords.
I understand.
Okay. Alfalfa, that guy was really hot. You got a gun, man. Yowza.
Now he's swallowing. Now I heard Dan laughing. That either means you really enjoyed it or you're laughing at his bad talent. Which was it?
I think it was the bad talent.
Oh, boy.
Dan,
you know what?
He's being harsh today.
It's one thing to be honest, but it's another to be cruel. Dan has been cruel now to two different people. I wouldn't
You're
have put
supposed
it,
to be the Paul Abdul normally, yeah, not the Simon Cowell.
Robert, I wouldn't have put it that way. I would have said to you, Robert, that I'm sure that's a tremendous strain on your voice. I appreciate you exerting yourself like that. But we get it. Yeah. But Robert, I don't think we'll be taking your phone number, but I really appreciate your participating. Okay.
Okay. Right,
thank you, Robert.
Bye.
Dan, you're on a cruel streak.
Yeah.
Okay,
there's a way to let people down. And that's not it. Dennis, how are you?
AM and the PM.
Of course you are. Hallelujah. And is this for the talent show?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this thing is alive. And
yeah.
I'm telling you, it's more alive than I ever thought it would be. What's your talent?
Stand-up.
Oh, stand-up comedy. Now, how do we know you're standing up? We can't tell.
Well, I'll do it sitting down right now.
Okay, you know what? What I'd call this is sit-down comedy, if I were you, to make it different from everybody else.
Okay.
Sit-down comedy. Take it. How long will you need?
Pardon?
How much time will you need?
Oh, I only need a few minutes. I'll do some quick stuff.
Not about like two minutes.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead. And now, we'll do it like it's a comedy club. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. Here is Dennis.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all yours.
All right. Thank you. I normally go by Dennis the Original Menace. But anyhow, you know, they told me I was born with a flat head. And that's because my dad kept on pushing me back in. When my finally did come out, my mom said to my dad, "Oh, look, Robert, isn't he a treasure?" And my dad said, "Yeah, let's bury it."
That's funny.
It took my mom. It took my mom 2 weeks to find me.
Oh, he had a. That was a double hit there. Oh, that was a double hitter.
Oh, they actually did bury it.
For a hobby, I like to do jigsaw puzzles. I just finished one in 48 days the other day. But that's not bad because on the box it said 2 to 3 years.
Okay, now that's not original material, but he is incorporated.
No, that's not original.
But he admitted that. Okay, go on. We're ready for another couple of lines.
Let's see. You know, the other night, I'm trying to think of some of the original stuff that I do besides that. Oh, my wife's outside and she's waving at me. But I got to tell her, man, when she waves, use all five fingers.
Oh, middle finger, Jeff.
You know what? This guy's funny. Yeah. I think he's funny. You got any more? You want to end it there? You might want to.
Let's end it there while we're on a roll.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You know what? I've watched some of these Last Comic Standing and these things and these open mic things. You're as funny, if you're funnier than a lot of those people, to me.
Okay. So I think
we're going to need your phone number, Dennis.
Okay.
All right, hold on, and Dan will take it. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you for being on our show. He had a couple of funny lines.
Yeah,
he did.
And it was just dry enough that it was funny. One more, and then we'll take a break. I love it when the ladies call. This is Patty. Hello, Patty.
Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm doing great now that I've talked to you. Are you calling?
Oh, really?
You calling to be in the talent show?
No, I am not.
Okay. What can we do for you?
Well, I would like to ask a favor of you.
Is it sexual?
That might be an option.
Oh. All right. I'm interested.
On Sunday, August the 24th, from 6 to 9, mm-hmm. my daughter is sponsoring it's the annual anti-heroin memorial in memory of loved ones lost.
Okay.
And I know you know what a serious problem that is in the St. Louis and the Illinois area. And I've talked to you about this before. I lost my grandson to an overdose. And this is, like I said, it's not a fundraiser or anything like that. It's just a memorial. And if anybody's lost anybody or they need help, there's going to be counselors there and speakers. And I would just really like for people to come out and support these families.
All right, where is it and when is it again?
It's going to be at Jefferson Barracks Amphitheater on a Sunday from 4 to 6.
And is that this coming Sunday?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, well, you've just put the word out, and we're happy to help you do that.
I thank you, and I'm going to go home. I'm not home right now, but I'm going to have my husband call in, and he's going to play the harmonica, and our dog is going to sing for you.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Ooh. I cannot wait for that. That'll be good. That's going to be good.
That is going to be cool. So I will leave you on a happy, fun note,
okay? All right, Patty. I appreciate it. Sorry about your grandson.
Frank, thank you so much. You support so many people. You just don't know how many people you touch. I'm serious.
Well, I'd like to touch you one day. Thank you, Patty. Thank you.
Okay.
I have to turn everything into a
comedy. Always willing to touch more.
Or I'll start crying. Dan, we've never talked on the air about your issue.
No, we haven't.
But we need to someday.
Yeah.
Nobody knows better than Dan Strauss about this heroin problem.
Yes.
And one of these days, we'll tell you about his... I don't even know how to describe it.
Family member?
Well, the struggle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With one of your sons.
Yeah.
And it's heroin.
Yeah.
And we've never talked about it. But, you know, don't think that pretty much anything you would ever call in here with or write to us about. You think that, you know, we tell jokes and stories, and you'd be surprised how often something in your life, and I'm talking about every one of you listening, you'll find some common denominator with each of the three of us. It's amazing that the longer you talk to people, it doesn't take long before you go, wow, you too?
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of, sometimes you think, why me, why me? I will tell you that, and I never forgot this, a friend of mine lost a son. Well, and a horrible, horrible thing. It's the worst thing to me that can happen to somebody. He was 21 years old. And we talked and talked and talked, and I said, how did you get through that? How do you even go on? And he said, one of the best things that I ever did, somebody finally got me to go to a group. And it was a group, and it was all parents who'd lost kids. And then you do that, and you realize this group is just a tiny, tiny percentage of the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people who've lost kids. And then when you hear their stories and how horrible some of them are, you walk out of there thinking differently. It's not just you. You weren't just selected. And same thing with this heroin thing. You're not alone in this. Lots of people. I think like anything else, the best thing you can do, you know, when you're a kid and you're at school, who do you migrate toward? Who do you hang out with? People like you. If you're not an athlete, you're not on the team, you're kind of a nerd, you get a couple other nerds and you're buddies. And you're the only buddies you have is each other. And I think you do that in your adult life, too. You tend to want to be around other people who are, for lack of better words, like you, or have the same issues you've dealt with. Let me talk to Neil. Hello, Neil.
Hey, this is Neil. I'm just listening. How are you?
I'm good. Are you calling for the talent show?
Yeah, I'm going to call for the talent show. I'm going to try to make a funner spin. I agree with everything you just said about that heroin deal. It's a tough deal, but I do a couple different impersonations, and they're pretty far apart. One's a Harry Carey.
No, don't tell us. Don't tell us who it is, because if they're any good, we'll know who it is.
Okay.
We already know now one's Harry Carey.
Okay, well, I'll start off with the other guy then.
Okay, we're ready.
You never walked in that man's shoes or saw things through his eyes. Or helped and watched with hopeless hands while the heart beside you dies. So I'd like to sing a song along that line. If I could be you, if you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds. All right, who's that?
Wayne Newton.
Exactly right.
Listen to this guy. I know it's supposed to be Elvis.
I know. But hey, I'm up here with Elvis anyway, so I'm hitting there just talking to him. He's looking good. Whitney Houston's here. She's almost got 3 years sobriety now.
You know, Neil, for just a second, I was thinking, well, this Elvis is probably his worst one. And then I realized I was wrong.
Elvis. I'm up here with Jack Kennedy. He's looking good with his head back on.
Oh, he's got some, got some dark humor with Harry Carey there.
His head back on. We're going to have Neil, it's so close. You're on the edge. We're going to have a conference. We're going to have a conference, okay?
You got it.
Hang on a second. Sometimes he's talking about the Elvis thing. I don't think we need your number.
Well, let's make Dan make the choice again today.
Dan, rip him apart.
I'm sorry, Dale, but it was horrible.
Well, that was too, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
That was a terrible Harry.
Pan does a Harry, don't you?
No, it sounds just like those two.
Hi. All I can do is hi. Well, Neil, you're a good sport. Sorry to let you down, but we don't need your number.
All right, well, I am aiming the...
Well, and you kept the show going, and that's half the battle is keeping the talent show alive. Thank you for that.
All right, sir.
Bye-bye. I think Elvis was better than Harry Carey. Especially that little talking thing in monologue.
Yeah.
Oh, love was in your life. Whatever he said, I don't know what he said. First Community Credit Union. I love Thursday. I love Thursday because I love this talent show thing. See, you see what's happening here? We're getting paid, and you're doing the show. You're entertaining. This is a fantastic idea.
You're not supposed to tell them that.
I love this. I do this every day. First Community Credit Union, as you know, is where I bank. I would like for you to consider banking there. It doesn't have bank in the name. First Community Credit Union. It's obvious in the name. You can get credit there. You can borrow money. Car loans. They have tremendous car loan rates. You could make them do a business loan there. My boys and I have done that. You can checking, savings, and all the stuff you're doing at your bank, you can do at First Community Credit Union. So why would you switch if it's the same stuff? Well, that's like saying, why would you go to Ballast Dental Care? Why would you buy a car from Johnny Londo if other people have Chevys? Yeah, but there's a difference. There's a difference in the atmosphere, in the way customers are handled, and the way they're treated, and sort of the competitive nature of First Community Credit Union. Their mission is to make sure that you would never be able to go to any bank anywhere and get better rates, better service. That's what they strive for. On top of that, they got great popcorn, fresh popcorn. You just go in and take a bag or two or three or five. If you're not a member and you're near one, go and get some popcorn anyway. If somebody goes, hey, you a member? Go, don't have to be. Large morning show in the afternoon said it was okay if I got some popcorn. Just tell them it's on us. On hot days, they have bomb pops. I think this is going to be the hottest weekend of the year, I believe. Have we hit 100 yet?
No, not yet.
This may be the first time. If you're a member, you get a nice cold bomb pop. But, of course, those aren't the reasons you would switch. I gave you those earlier. If you want more information, you go to their website. I will welcome you in advance to the family of First Community Credit Union. It is a fantastic place to bank. FirstCommunity.com.
Meep, meep.
Well, we've had some issues out there already with traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
And we've got more issues to speak of. We've got an accident on southbound 170 now, just at, after Forest Park Parkway, and that had the left lane block at last check, and traffic is backed up approaching Page. On westbound 40 after Forest Park, you've got an accident. It's got the right lane blocked. On westbound 40, you're slowing now from Kings Highway through McCausland, from Spady out through Mason, and from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40 downtown, things are running slow east of Jefferson, right around Forest Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. A new accident on southbound Elm at Watson. We're looking at road work that's going on from Central School Road through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. The right lane is down on southbound Highway 94. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. Imagine going on stage with nothing and being expected to roar. It's the same with our teachers who use their own money so students can learn. Ownerschoose.org and Staples are helping. Donate at staples.com/make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550. Uniquely live and local.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
And you have only until August 24th to take advantage of the best offer in the history of Granite Busters. It's the final days of the Red Hot Summer Celebration. When you buy at least 50 square feet of Category B or higher granite countertops, you'll get all five of these items absolutely free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. A sink grate, free. Plumbing hookup, free. And your old laminate countertop completely removed and hauled away, free. That's over $1,100 worth of extras completely free with the purchase of 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher countertops. Only at Granite Busters. This offer is done August 24th. And if you haven't made your purchase by then, you'll miss out. The final days of the Red Hot Summer Celebration at Granite Busters, 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com. Sale offer for new customers only. Must mention ad at time of purchase. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires 8/24/2014.
You have all that space. Why won't you take 5 minutes and organize it and use that space to its biggest potential? Well, you can do that with one simple phone call to St. Louis Closet Company. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated for over 20 years, started out of Jennifer Williams' garage, and it has grown exponentially throughout the years. They've reclaimed a building in Maplewood and have given money back to the local community and to the local economy. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated, 100% custom closets for you, manufactured right here in St. Louis. No prefabricated parts, no standard sizes, truly custom closets, whether it's pantries, closets, kids' closets, Murphy beds to save space, whatever it may be. You want to organize your life and organize that space, there's only one place to call. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. That's 314-781-9000 or stlouisclosetco.com.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
Fire your lawn service and do it yourself. Your grass will look better and it will be cheaper thanks to Dynagreen. DynagreenInfo.com for more information. 5 easy steps. It's better fertilizer, better seed, better hoses, better everything. Dynagreen and all of the accoutrements. You don't mind if I say accoutrements, do you? All of that has the Dynagreen label, which makes your lawn better, and you can do it better than the lawn service. Find it at your local independent lawn and garden dealer, Dynagreen, or DynagreenInfo.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-953-4036. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-953-4036. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-953-4036.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free every Saturday at 2 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mr. Bassman, you've got that certain something. Mr. Bassman, you set that music thumping. To you it's easy.
My song.
When you go one, two, three.
Yeah, that's right, your bass player.
Now, Mr.
That's right, young people. Our music used to be really stupid.
It sounds like a woman, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have said this was a woman's voice?
No, no. Because back then, there were lots of high-voiced singers, Smokey Robinson.
They were all like 16, 17, yeah.
Back to the phones before we check in with Bill Cleveland. This is Jay. Hello, Jay. How are you?
Hey, good. How are y'all doing?
Hey, I like a gal named Jay.
We've had Tracy,
yeah,
man.
You can call me Jay Love. Jay Love from up above.
Whoa.
Oh, goodness.
I feel like I'm calling a 900 now. Jay, what's going on?
I just wanted to do this impression that I've always done. I think it's funny.
Well, I hope we think it's funny, too. Okay. We'll be honest with you. Let's go. All right, let's see. These guys know.
I don't know what the hell it was.
Is this somebody? It's not some character you made up. It's an actual character.
No, it's a Bugs. It's like a Looney Tunes character, Pete Puma.
Oh, Puma, Pete Puma.
Yeah.
Dan, how do you know every?
Dan knows every cartoon.
Cartoon. Can I hear just a little bit of it again? That's enough.
There was one part in there that sounded like Pete Puma.
Dan, was it good enough to take her number?
No.
Wow. I'm See, sorry. Dan's the only one that knows all the cartoon. But Jay, I like your regular voice. I like you.
Oh, thank you.
If we were,
I love you guys, and I'm Ann in the PM.
Hallelujah. And how old are you?
I'm 41.
That is my favorite age. Yeah. I can't believe this.
I just read
a great article. It was 41, Let's Have Fun, was the name of the article. And it's all about
fun in this world over here.
Yeah, and it's about how women hit their sexual peak at 41.
Woo!
Yeah, no kidding. Jay,
I hope I haven't peaked yet.
Yeah.
I can help you figure out if you have or not. Listen, thank you for the call, and thank you for participating, and have a great rest of the day. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Thanks
Peace
for
and
listening.
Love.
Thank you, Jay.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Do you want to hear some Pete Puma to see if it's...
Sure.
All right, here's, I think...
I got a little rabbit in this hole, and I'm going to catch the little rabbit.
Hers was much higher.
Yes.
Get your dirty mitts off of me. What do you think you're doing?
Well, you told me to.
I've never heard of Pete Puma.
I don't think I have either. He doesn't look familiar.
You know what? There are a lot of cartoon characters I've never heard of. Let me get another one or two in real quickly. In order of waiting time, it would be Barry. Hello, Barry.
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am AM in the PM.
I wish everybody could be. And a lot of people are. You got a talent?
I do. Let me see if you can guess who it is.
All right.
Oh, I'm Papa the Sailor Man. I'm Papa the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish because I eat me spinach. I'm Papa the Sailor Man.
Barry, are you the guy who emailed me?
That's me.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Well, now, Dan, you think it's good?
Yeah, I thought
Dan,
so.
Dan, let's hear your Popeye. Skeet and scat and scoot.
Oh, yeah.
Skeet and skeet and scat and skeet and I glue.
Hey, Frank, the other day, I could.
Barry doesn't even want to hear Dan. He just wants
no.
He's ignoring it.
I know.
The other day, I could have sworn I saw Popeye shuffling down the sidewalk, and I heard him say this.
It sounds like some black jazz singer. You know what? I think we should probably We're going to take your number, Ben.
Dan approves.
If Dan approves and he's the Popeye expert, we're going to take your number.
Sounds good.
All right, Barry, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, we have to take a break. Barry's
there. There he was. You were asking for him all day, and he finally called in.
Well, he sent me an email. He goes, I can get in Thursday.
Bill Cleveland just called in, and he said it sounded like an impression of John Carney doing Popeye.
No, you know what it sounded like? It sounded like Popeye doing an impression of John Carney.
I'll do Bluto as well.
As well, yeah. And Popeye is Amen as well. Ballast Dental Care. This is where there is a. Where's that picture with those over whitened teeth? Is that anywhere they could see it, like on our web?
Yes, it's on KTRS.com.
You go to the KTRS website, you'll see some picture, horrible pictures. This photographer photoshopped our teeth and made them whiter than snow.
You have a mouthful of chiclets.
Yeah, my teeth don't look like that. My teeth are okay. They don't look like that. And those are hideous on that picture. Don't go by that picture. If you looked at that picture, you go, I'm not going to Ballast Dental Care. They over-whiten your teeth. And that's not a real picture of me. It's doctored. Ballast Dental Care has been where I've gone to the dentist for 41 years. And I would like for you have to trust me on this, to realize that it actually is possible to go to a place and not just be scared out of your wits. And when you have an appointment, dread it, maybe even cancel it, push it back, put it off. There's a place where you will not do that, and it's Ballast Dental Care. 41 years. That's a long time to be going there. I think I know what I'm talking about, and I read everybody's emails they send me. And there's the common thread in the emails. My goodness, I haven't been to this for 5 years, 10 years. One was 20 years because I was scared to death, and I'll never be scared again. Actually looking forward to my next appointment. You want to see what this is all about? Make an appointment. They'd love to have you. They've seen worse, whatever your situation is. And even if your teeth are in great shape, your dentist died or moved, or you're just tired of him being rude or her being rude, or the dentist has bad breath or whatever. Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Their website is ballastdentalcare.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, Dan, did I hear the guy say they had never heard of Pete Puma?
Frank?
No, neither of us
Frank
had.
And, Pete.
Are you really?
Yeah, what?
Heard of Pete Puma. Pete Puma.
Never heard Pete of Pete Puma. Puma. Don't know what that is.
Peter Puma.
Oh, it's a Bugs Bunny.
I've heard of Peter Piper, and I've heard of Pete and Repeat sitting on the fence. But I've never heard of Pete Puma.
Okay.
And I've heard of Pete, for Pete's sake, that Pete, I've heard of him.
Yeah. Pete Puma was in the episode with Bugs Bunny and his little nephew, and they were trying to outsmart him.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. Now he's got it.
Yeah, okay, now I know.
Okay, I knew that would get you. Hey, if you're traveling on westbound 40, they've cleared that accident near Forest Park, but you are jamming up now from, looks like, Tower Grove all the way out through McCausland. Northbound 170, slowing from Natural Bridge up through Airport Road. If you're coming in on eastbound 40, things are slowing now from 141 through Mason. Eastbound 70, you're slow from the Museal, approaching the Museal Veterans Bridge, where it turns into westbound 44. You're jammed all the way to the depressed section. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Imagine going on stage with nothing and being expected to roar. It's the same with our teachers, who use their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org and Staples are helping. Donate at staples.com/make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, people, pay attention, because I do not want to have to fail you.
Get a quick take on the day.
Say that again.
Get your eyes and ears on KTRS.com.
The internet, that thing's still around.
It's headlines and high fives.
You're the cat's pajamas, man. You're the bee's knees.
Catch the news you crave on demand.
People of Earth, hear this.
If you haven't been to KTRS.com lately, you're missing a whole new adventure.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florists can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event, going on now, with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app that you want to download is STL Taxi. It's free, and it is a great way to get a great cab, a Laclede cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Bill.
Now, before your segment, real quickly, do you do any impression at all?
You know, I was thinking about that, and the answer is no. I do not do any impression.
All right, just asking.
Newspaper circulation has now fallen to a brand new low, and they say they are quickly becoming obsolete. Mm. Kind of give you an idea how bad it is. Today I saw a guy sleeping on a park bench with an iPad on his face. Changed a lot. And explorers recently found an ancient ship at the bottom of the ocean and found food that was so well-preserved, unbelievable. In fact, the food was so well-preserved, they took it from the wreck site and served it at the nearest Ponderosa.
There goes that business. Wait, they don't advertise you anymore.
I don't think so.
Ryan Seacrest, hard to believe, turning 40 years old pretty soon. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah, he plans to celebrate by taking 3 minutes away from work.
No.
Yeah. And finally, this happens.
That guy does work a lot.
Yeah, he does.
Gotta give him that.
Yeah. Well, thunderstorms cut down on some of the nonsense in Ferguson last night, so that's the good news. The bad news is because the storms, they eluded the Fox 2 Weather Center.
They eluded the
Fox 2 Weather Center.
Like they didn't predict them.
Okay.
Because yeah, the weather. It was.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Sometimes I try too hard. Please. Yeah.
Maybe you need to work on an impression.
I'll work on that right now. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland on Big 550.
All right, thank you, Bill.
See ya.
BillOnTheRoad.com. That guy puts together some really interesting videos. Hey, good.